Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 19 to 20. Preaching to the spirits. Preaching to the spirits. I'll read the verses. This is what it says. Christ was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit, and then this, through whom, by the Spirit also, he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, while the ark was being built. In it only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water, and so on. Preaching to the spirits. Now, of course, this is a difficult passage. I fully agree. I fully admit it. I confess it. It's a very difficult passage. And a great deal of ink has been spilled over it, and a great many words have been preached on it and written about it and all the rest of it. It's been a huge discussion. I'm afraid so much of it has been hot air. Of course, I'm not going to solve all the issues here. Don't pretend to do that. But I will not come to the view that Christ, after his death, after he was buried, descended into hell and preached to the demons there and to the people who were there who had not obeyed Noah under the preaching of the gospel thousands of years before. I do not believe that that is the reference at all. The facts, let's come to those. Christ died for sins, verse 18. He was put to death in the body. He actually died. He didn't swoon. It wasn't a faint. He didn't go semi-conscious and all that kind of trash. He died, really died. He put to death. He didn't just pass out. He didn't faint. He died. And he was raised. He was raised. Christ died for sins. He was put to death in the body. And so on. But he was raised from the dead, made alive by the Spirit, brought back from the dead. And it's all by the Spirit. Now, these are the facts. What does it mean, then, about Christ, by the Spirit, preaching to these bondage to spirits who disobeyed in the days of Noah? Now, I think my view would be, I would come down to have to say, in all probability, this is referring to Noah's preaching and Christ by the Spirit using Noah to preach. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, Noah was a preacher of righteousness, preaching righteousness while he was building the ark, answering the questions, proclaiming the judgment to come and so on, urging, no doubt, the people to flee from the wrath to come. And the sinners disobeyed Noah. They disobeyed Christ by the Spirit in Noah. And this is what Peter is talking about. And I think the application today is not to get speculating about where Christ went after he died, but to realize that when the gospel is preached, by God's Spirit Christ is preaching, if the gospel is really preached. I hope that these words will be clothed with power by the Holy Spirit, and so it might be said that even in this brief discourse, Christ is addressing you now in the gospel. And the warning is, as in the days of Noah, so it's still in the days now, as in the days of Noah, so it will be when Christ comes back. What's that like? Well, one thing is, like, people don't believe the gospel. They don't believe the warning. Christ is coming back. You're on the road to death. We all are. Christ is coming back. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment is coming. Christ will appear. We shall all be raised. We shall have to appear before him in judgment to receive the final verdict. Eternal bliss or eternal misery? Which is it, my friend? Will you believe the gospel? Will you trust Christ? Will you turn from your sins? Will you rely upon his resurrection and his blood and his righteousness and his intercession? Will you look to him to appear again? Will you call upon the name of the Lord, in other words, and be saved? The track record for sinners, spirits in bondage, and that's what it is. Sinners are in bondage, slaves of sin. John chapter 8 is explicit. You are the slaves of sin. Whoever sins is a slave of sin, says Christ. We're never in slavery, said the Jews, but you are, says Christ. You're in slavery to sin. And whoever trusts Christ is redeemed and liberated and set free. But as in the days of Noah, as in Christ's day, and as now, so often, men hear the gospel but will not believe. Are you going to be one of those and be a spirit in bondage?